this is Sanjay Jain. I'm in Chicago this week hosting XRM Acceleration Lab. And today I have a pleasure to have Dexco with me. Welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself and your organization?
All right. I'm Austin Merritt, and here with Daniel Rayner. We're from Dexco. We're a software as a service company out of Birmingham, Alabama. We serve primarily nonprofits.
So help me understand, when you say nonprofit, what kind of customers or what kind of problems you are helping to solve?
So a little more specifically, you know, we focus on kind of member-based nonprofits. Our primary customer right now is the YMCA. So there are thousands of Ys across the country, and they all operate fairly independently. And so we work with Ys to manage their membership, their fundraising efforts, programs, childcare, the types of things that they do on a day-to-day basis, really, their entire operation.
So Daniel, in terms of your exposure to XRM, how much have you learned or how much have you dealt with XRM?
Prior to this week, I haven't dealt with XRM much at all. We had about a week of time before this week where we were, just given some time to go and get introduced to the platform. But this week has been wonderful to have some time to really get exposed to the platform and learn about all the different pieces of the framework that are available to us.
So this being the fourth day of the week, right? So what do you say, Austin, in terms of the progress you have made so far?
I feel pretty good about our progress, actually. I mean, we had some goals coming into this, so obviously having a prototype by the end of the week, but also getting the opportunity to learn and try different things across different areas of the platform, we've I think really accomplished a lot in both of those goals. I mean, we've got some good working prototypes going on. We've got some integration with a web portal, which Daniel's been able to work, through the API and test out some of that. We've kind of dabbled in Silverlight a little bit.
Okay.
So there's still some things coming together there. But yeah, overall it's been good. We've gotten a lot done.
So ready for presentation to panel tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So, in terms of the company, right, who may be in a similar position, not necessarily in your industry, would you want to share some learning or any advice to them?
Yeah, so, in general, I think one of the things that we've learned, this is, so Daniel mentioned this is his first time to really get his hands on XRM. But as a company, we actually have had a little bit of exposure kind of throughout the year this year. And so we've done a lot in terms of, kind of pulling together some prototypes for how we can use XRM to provide a good solution to our market and integrate with our current solutions and really add some more value to what we offer. The way that we've approached that really is by prototyping, like what we're doing this week, and that's been extremely valuable to us in terms of being able to take something out to our customers, let them see what's possible with a real working model. We've spent the last couple months, working to get some early adopters behind it, some early customers who can kind of help back us a little bit and kind of share some of the risk in this and also really make sure that we're moving down the right path, because we have a lot of knowledge in our vertical, but at the same time, having those customers involved throughout the process is going to be extremely valuable in terms of making sure we hit the mark.
So thank you again for coming here, and look forward to your presentation tomorrow.
Great. Okay.
Thanks.